いいですね。
バイバイ。
あ、
You're tuned in to Right Eye Radio right here on Spreaker. Opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Right Eye Radio. Good evening. This is Sailor.
This is Tyler Evans, your co-host.
How y'all doing tonight? Hope y'all are doing well. Tonight's gonna be a special show for Scotty McCreery, those who know him. He's a country artist. And today is his birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Scotty. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
Very cool.
So we're going to do a show on him. We're going to play some of the songs and talk about some of his achievements. As you know, Scotty McCreery is famous because he won American Idol in 2011 with his rich, deep voice. He has good vocals and writes good songs about life and love. He is a true Christian. But without further ado, let's get started with one of his songs, his first ever, which got him famous, from the album Clear as Day. This is Scotty McCreery. This is I Love You This Big on Right Eye Radio.
How come I don't hear anything on the speaker?
I know I'm still young.
Are you lying?
But I know how I feel. I might not have too much experience, but I know when love is real. By the way my heart starts pounding when I look into your eyes, I might look a little silly standing with my arms stretched open wide. I love you this big. Eyes have never seen this big. No one's ever dreamed this big. And I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big. I love you to the moon and back. I love you all the time. Deeper than the ocean and higher than the pines. Cause girl, you do something to me deep down in my heart. I know I look a little crazy standing with my arms stretched all apart. I love you this big. Eyes have never seen this big. No one's ever dreamed this big. I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big, so much bigger than I ever dreamed my heart ever would. I love you this big, and I'd write your name in stars across the sky if I could. love you this big. Oh, eyes have never seen this big. No one's ever dreamed this big. And I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big. Oh, eyes have never seen this big. No one's ever dreamed this big. And I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big.
From his first debut album, Clear as Day, Scotty McCreery, I Love You This Big on Right Eye Radio. So, Tyler, are you interested in knowing more about Scotty? Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, are you interested in learning more about Scotty?
Yes, sir, I am.
Alright, then, let's get to it. Scott Cook McCreery, born October 9th, 1993, happy birthday, is an American country music singer. He won the 10th season of American Idol on May 25th, 2011. His debut album, Clear as Day, was released in October 2011 and was certified platinum in the United States. The album includes the top 20 singles, I Love You This Big, The Trouble With Girls. Then McCreery released a Christmas album called Christmas With Scotty McCreery on October 2012 and has been certified gold. He released his third album, See You Tonight, in October 2013. The first single from the album, also called See You Tonight, became his first song to reach the top 10 on the Billboard country chart, setting a new record in July 2017 with his single, Five More Minutes. McCreery became the only country music artist in country aircheck media-based history to chart a song without the backing of a record label. The top Billboard in February 2018. His most recent album, Seasons Change, was released in March 2018, which became McCreery's top 4th-10 album in the United States. Yeah, McCreery's a good...
That's really cool.
It's really cool. And you know what I noticed? A lot of his songs are about love and romance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're really, really good. You know? He talks about ladies, and in fact, he is married.
Oh, cool. I bet he is.
Yeah, and one of the songs we're gonna play is called This Is It. We're gonna play a little bit later. But what can you say about Scotty McCreery so far?
Well, he seems to be a very amazing artist. He won American Idol and went far.
And also, we'll play some American Idol clips of him winning it soon, too. We'll get to
it. All right.
But,
sounds good.
Let's get back to music. Let's go with The Trouble With Girls. Do you have trouble with girls?
I've had my share, yeah.
I've had some of my share, too. Well, in this song, he explains the trouble with girls. They are a mystery. They're hard to figure out at times. You know, I like the ladies with the sweet voices, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I really do. So,
cool.
Let's get to it. This is The Trouble With Girls on Right Eye Radio.
The trouble with girls is they're a mystery. Something about them puzzles me. Spent my whole life trying to figure out just what them girls are all about. The trouble with girls is they're so dang pretty. Everything about them does something to me. But I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. They smile that smile, and they bat those eyes. They steal you with hello, they kill you with goodbye. They hook you with one touch, and you can't break free. Yeah, the trouble with girls is nobody loves trouble as much as me. There's sugar and spice and angel wings, a hell on wheels and tight blue jeans, a summer night down by the lake, an old memory that you can't shake. They're hard to find, yet there's so many of them, the way that you hate that you already love them. But I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. They smile that smile, and they bat those eyes. They steal you with hello, they kill you with goodbye. They hook you with one touch, and you can't break free. Yeah, the trouble with girls is nobody loves trouble as much as me. Hold you out on the dance floor, the way they ride in the middle of your truck, the way they give you a kiss at the front door, leave you wishing you could have gone up. And just as you walk away, you hear that sweet voice say, smile that smile, and they bat those eyes. They steal you with hello, they kill you with goodbye. They're the perfect drug, and I can't break free. Yeah, the trouble with girls is nobody loves trouble as much as.
Well, that's the message there in Trouble with Girls on Right Eye Radio. Girls are not always troublesome. They're good, are they? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that song is talking about, him having a trouble with girls?
Nobody loves trouble as much as him. He says that it can be confusing. They're hard to find, you know. There's so many of them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's get into more of his early life. Wait, I lost the tab. So, have you ever heard of Scotty before?
I don't know.
Never
I
have?
May have.
Yeah, you don't listen to this music a lot.
No. I like Garth Brooks, though. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like Garth Brooks, too.
And Kenny Chesnutt, he's good, too. I think he's married to Faith Hill.
No, Tim McGraw is.
That's right. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Let's talk about his early life.
All right.
Scotty McCreery, of course, he was born on October 9th, 1993. In Garner, North Carolina, the son of Judy Cook and Michael McCreery. His parents originally planned on naming him Evan, but changed their minds as they were on their way to the hospital to deliver this precious baby boy. McCleary is of one quarter Puerto Rican descent. His father, a manufacturing systems analyst for Schneider Electric, was born in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, to his military father and a Puerto Rico-born mother from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Both of them later moved to Aberdeen, North Carolina. McCleary's mother is a real estate agent for Farmville Morrissey. She also owns a tanning salon in Clayton, North Carolina, called At the Beach. McCleary's older sister, Ashley, attended UNC Charlotte. Both were raised in Garner. Around the age of 5 or 6, McCleary received a book about Elvis Presley from his grandmother, and Elvis became McCleary's earliest musical influence. He began learning guitar when he was 9 or 10 years old. McCleary attended Timber Drive Elementary School in Garner, Westlake Middle School, and Apex, and Garner Magnet High School. He participated in all three schools' courses, and he also sang at his middle school graduation. He sang tenor as a freshman in high school, where he was named Rookie of the Year. In his sophomore year, he switched to singing bass and became singing in his church. He also started in a school production of Bye Bye Bernie that year, playing the role of Conrad Birdie. McCleary went on to join a vocal ensemble called Dime Meisingers that was formed by his high school chorus teacher, Meredith Clayton, and with which he performed across the United States. In 2009, McCleary won a singing contest called Clayton Idol, which was held by WQDR-FM at the Clayton Harvest Festival in Clayton, North Carolina. After winning, he held several local shows at the radio station, raising money for sick children. Later the same year, he was one of 36 finalists in a contest called Rip the Hallways, which featured teenage vocalists from across North Carolina. On the eve of Valentine's Day 2010, McCleary performed a variety show called Gift Full, which was held by the town of Garner. In April of that year, he performed at the second annual Boots, Bands, and Bulls benefit concert. Funds from the concert went to Brittany's Battle, Garner-based nonprofit that supports those affected by cancer. The concert was held in Raleigh by country singer Jason Michael Carroll, also performed. Growing up, McCleary attended First Baptist Church in Garner. He led the church's youth praise band, The Audience of One. In addition to his musical pursuits, McCleary was a member of his high school baseball team. His coach, Derek Athena, said of him, "He doesn't throw terribly hard. His best pitch is a curveball as far as getting people out. If he had to start, he wouldn't walk more than 1 or 2 in a game." McCleary was working as a bagger at Lowe's Foods when he auditioned for American Idol. All right, so that's his early life. What do you say?
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. McCleary is he grew up fast, didn't he? What could you say about his early life? What's your takeaway?
Well, he was born only 2 years after I was, and you were.
No, actually, same age. Just a few months. Like, let's see, 4 months and 6 days after I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, well, let's get back to the music. Wait, what should you say? This is a song about overall life, how you wish you had a few more minutes before time is up. This is 5 more minutes from his latest album on Right Eye Radio.
Years old, couple cane poles, sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot, y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. My helmet in, walk to the 50-yard line. Just the coach and me, after we lost 8-10-9. And I cried, man, next time to get in here, I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me 5 more minutes? Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff. Good times, oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. Wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it and give myself 5 more minutes. My grandpa said there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished. Just give us 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff.
Don't we need 5 more minutes sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what's your takeaway from that song?
Well, sometimes we just need more time to get things done. Sometimes we want more time to have fun.
And spend quality time with people, you know?
Especially family.
Yeah, and you see, that's what that song is all about. About the different stages of life, you know? Alright, so, let's get to American Idol in just a little bit. We'll play an American Idol clip for you. Alright. McCleary auditioned for the 10th season of American Idol in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the age of 16. He originally planned on auditioning in Nashville, but decided not to when the date conflicted with an annual church camp. He sang Your Man by Josh Turner, then Put Some Drive in Your Country by Travis Tritt for his audition.
Oh, I like him.
And then reprised Your Man for his first Hollywood Week performance. For the subsequent group round, he joined with J.C. Badeau, Francis Coons, Clint John Gamble, and Monique de los Santos. Call themselves the Guaps. They chose to perform Get Ready by the Temptations. However, during the late stage of their preparation, Gamble decided that Badeau was not contributing enough to the group and forced him to leave. Before the performance, McCreery apologized to the judges for letting this happen. All five singers advanced to the next round. For his second Hollywood Week solo performance, McCreery sang I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. He was not familiar with the lyrics and forgot them on stage. Afterwards, he said they did not feel that he deserved to go forward in the competition. The judges decided to give him another chance, though, and following a well-received performance of Josh Turner's Long Black Train, they selected him as one of the 24 contestants that would move forward to the voting rounds of the competition. McCreery did not venture far out of the country, the genre throughout the competition, although one of his most acclaimed performances was of Carole King, You've Got a Friend. Taking note of Season 8 winner Chris Allen, success with a stripped-down version of a rap song, Heartless, McCreery considered doing an acoustic version of a hip-hop R&B song, such as So Sick by Ne-Yo, or Something by Charlie Wilson. Instead, he went with Montgomery Gentry, Gone, a country song with rap-like cadences. It was regarded by some of his best moments of the finals. On making the top three, McCreery and the other remaining finalists earned celebratory hometown visits. While back in Garner, McCreery made an appearance at his high school's prom, threw the first pitch at a baseball game between the North Carolina State Wolfpacks and Florida State Seminoles, and performed for a crowd of 30,000 at Lake Benson Park. He was joined by his guitar teacher, Gary Everson, and his band, Gavin Hart. As McCreery was singing Josh Turner's Your Man, Turner himself surprised McCreery on stage and joined him for the song. McCreery entered the finale with fellow country singer Lauren Elena, with whom he had shared duets several times that season. This was the youngest matchup in the history of the series. Elena was 16 at the time, and McCreery had turned 17 since auditioning. He went on to become the series' youngest male winner and youngest winner overall, season 6. Jordan Sparks, who was also 17 when she won. Because of his age, McCreery had to have one of his parents live with him throughout the competition, usually his mother. They lived in a mansion with the other contestants for a short time, but moved into an apartment of their own before the series. American Idol Season 10 performances results show. Due to the judges using one save on Casey Abrams, the top 11 remained intact for another week when two contestants were eliminated. Alright, how about that, American Idol? So, how about that? Let's play a tape of American Idol. All right, so We're going to play a...
Messages, mail, YouTube, active,
okay,
YouTube.
So let's play this
American
right now.
Idol 2011 winner announced live. HQ, FLB, winner Marie Canidal. 4 minutes, 54 seconds, 323K okay. Views middle dot 7 years
I'm
ago.
I'm queuing us up now.
Actions available.
All right, okay.
American Idol 2011 win. Voiceover on.
Oh, it's an ad. Come on.
Voiceover on YouTube. Video will play after ad.
Okay, here we go.
Voiceover off.
After the nationwide vote, the winner of American Idol Season 10 is... Scotty McCrae! I'm
What do you think of that?
Pretty amazing stuff.
Scotty, you are one blessed man. Because he had to say it. He had to thank the Lord for getting here. And yet, he almost admitted that he wanted to leave. He felt like he needed to not move forward. But, you know, the fact that he persisted, persistence pays off. You shouldn't give it up. Because you're going to face victory at some point. And sure enough, Scotty did. You know, he was just ecstatic? He sounded ecstatic on stage.
Oh, yeah. He was really excited because he finally made it to a goal he wanted to achieve.
And all the people who clapped for him.
Man, there were probably hundreds of thousands up there.
Yeah. And he was just 17 years old in 2011.
He was about to be 18.
Yeah. So, before we go, let's talk about his personal life to see what he's up to in his personal life. Then we'll play one final song, and then we'll call it a night. Okay. Right. McCreary is a Christian. He graduated from Garner Magnet High School in 2012 and attended North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina, pursuing a bachelor's degree in communications. Although he is 1/4 Puerto Rican, he does not speak Spanish fluently and regrets that he did not learn the language when he was younger. In September 2017, McCreary became engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Gabby Duchel. They were married on June 16, 2018, in North Carolina. How about that?
That's
McCreary, you deserve everything in the world. So, before we wrap it up and play the final song, what's your takeaway of Mr. McCreary?
Well, he never stopped with his dreams. And since he never stopped with his dreams, neither should we.
That's right. Neither should we, you know.
I mean, heck, you and I are writing a memoir together.
We are, yeah.
And we still got a ways to go.
Yes.
But that's okay.
That's okay, yeah. That's right.
And maybe that can be one of our shows about our memoir, what it's about, all that stuff. But we'll
it
see.
Could be, yeah. But we'll let's see. Let's close out the night by playing one final song. It's called This Is It. It's a love song dedicated to his wife. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed Scotty McCreary. How about you sing happy birthday to Scotty tonight before we go?
Well, you sang happy birthday earlier. You know,
it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Scotty.
Happy birthday to you. 26 years old, my age, Scotty. I hope you're having a good birthday night with your family or your wife. I'm sure we're doing something special for you tonight. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Hope everyone has a good night. Good night, Right Eye Radio.
There's a trail through the trees to a cliff where Carolina meets the sky. Oh, and there's a view I just can't describe. No, we're not there yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it, this is now, this is what I've been talking about. Take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we want. It's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. Surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it. This is it.